This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Conscious Afterlife, a biblical response to soul sleep. It offers a simplified overview of the biblical and historical evidence for conscious existence after death, and is ideal for those who want to engage the topic without diving into academic detail. Please note for smoother listening, some elements such as chapter headings, subheadings, the appendix tables, and the full bibliography have been left out. I encourage you to explore the written version of this paper at defendtheword.com to access those additional resources. If you'd like to study the topic in greater depth, the full academic paper is posted alongside it. D. Gene Williams, Jr., PhD, Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church Introduction. Have you ever wondered what happens to us after we die? Do our souls sleep until the resurrection, or do we immediately enter a conscious existence in the presence of God? These questions have intrigued believers for centuries and are central to how we understand the afterlife. Some propose the idea of soul sleep, which suggests that the dead are unconscious until the final judgment. But what does the Bible actually say? When we examine scripture and early Christian teachings, we find a consistent rejection of soul sleep and a clear affirmation of conscious life after death. Let's explore this together. What the Bible says about the afterlife, the Old Testament picture, the Old Testament provides glimpses into the afterlife that suggest continued awareness after death. For instance, phrases like gathered to one's people imply relational interaction among the dead. Jacob's request to be buried with his ancestors reflects a belief in a continued connection beyond the grave. One striking example is found in 1 Samuel 28, where Saul consults the medium at Endor. Samuel's spirit appears and converses with Saul, clearly aware of current events. While this story is not a model for behavior, it demonstrates that the dead are not unconscious. The New Testament perspective, the New Testament adds even greater clarity. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus describes the afterlife as a place of conscious existence. The rich man, in torment, recognizes Lazarus in comfort and speaks with Abraham, showing memory, awareness, and relational interaction. Even if this parable is meant to be illustrative rather than literal, it raises an important question. How would it make sense to use a scenario that relies on conscious interaction if everyone hearing it believed the dead were asleep? Using an example that cannot happen would undermine the parable's purpose. This strongly suggests that Jesus' audience understood the dead as conscious, not dormant. The Transfiguration is an extraordinary event that sheds light on both Jesus' divine nature and the reality of the afterlife. In this moment, Jesus was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, and they witnessed Moses and Elijah, who appeared and talked with him. This encounter has significant implications for understanding what happens after we die. First glance, the appearance of Moses and Elijah might seem like definitive proof that the dead are conscious. After all, they were clearly aware and actively participating in a conversation with Jesus. This challenges the idea that the dead are asleep or unconscious until the resurrection. However, another possibility exists. What if Jesus, as God, was collapsing time and interacting with Moses and Elijah during their lifetimes? This would explain their appearance while also highlighting Jesus' unique ability to transcend time itself. Both perspectives, whether Moses and Elijah were present as conscious spirits or as figures from their own historical moments, showcase God's power and the eternal nature of his redemptive plan. Either way, this event reminds us that God's purposes are not bound by the limits of time or death. What's clear is that this moment on the mountain was not just about the past or the future, it was about revealing Jesus' glory as the fulfillment of both the law and the prophets. It also shows us that death is not the end. Whether by collapsing time or interacting with the living, the transfiguration points to the continuity of God's work in history and his ultimate victory over death. For those who wonder about soul sleep, the transfiguration itself doesn't settle the question entirely. Instead, other parts of scripture provide a stronger foundation for believing that the dead are conscious. Stories like the rich man and Lazarus and the appearance of Samuel clearly show awareness after death. Transfiguration, however, reinforces the truth that God's plans and purposes extend beyond the boundaries of time and mortality. Why soul sleep doesn't fit? Several biblical teachings contradict the concept of soul sleep. For instance, Deuteronomy 18 verses 10 to 11 forbids consulting the dead. Such a command would be meaningless if the dead were unconscious and inaccessible. Similarly, Jesus' teachings emphasize awareness after death, as seen in his promise to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." What about Ecclesiastes 9 verse 5, which says, "The dead know nothing"? This verse reflects the perspective of life under the sun, referring to the inability of the dead to influence earthly affairs. It does not contradict the consistent biblical teaching of conscious life beyond death. What the early believers taught Jewish thought, Jewish writings from the Second Temple period, such as 1 Enoch and the Book of Jubilees, describe the dead as aware and awaiting final judgment. These texts often depict distinct realms for the righteous and the wicked, reinforcing the idea of conscious existence after death. Sheol, in Jewish thought, was not a place of unconsciousness but a shadowy realm of anticipation. Early church fathers, the early Christian leaders, also rejected soul sleep. Clement of Rome described martyrs as already enjoying the presence of God. Justin Martyr affirmed the soul's consciousness after death, awaiting final judgment. Augustine of Hippo strongly opposed the idea of soul sleep, emphasizing the immediacy of the soul's encounter with God or separation from him after death. These perspectives align with the biblical narrative and reflect the consistent teaching of the church throughout history. Why it matters understanding the conscious afterlife has profound implications for Christian living. First, it reinforces our eschatological hope. Passages like Philippians 1 verse 23 and 2 Corinthians 5 verse 8 assure us that we will be with Christ immediately after death. This truth offers immense comfort to grieving believers and inspires confidence in God's promises. Second, the conscious afterlife emphasizes moral accountability. Knowing that our actions echo into eternity motivates us to live faithfully now. Our choices matter, and our relationship with God continues beyond the grave. Finally, interpreting Scripture in its ancient context helps us avoid doctrinal errors. By understanding the cultural and theological framework of the biblical authors, we can uncover timeless truths and apply them faithfully in our lives. The Great White Throne Judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment is a final event where everyone who hasn't already been resurrected or judged stands before God. Think of it as the ultimate accountability moment where all deeds, good and bad, are reviewed. The Bible tells us that if someone's name isn't found in the book of life, they're separated from God forever. But for those who remain faithful, this judgment isn't about condemnation, it's about vindication and reward. For believers who lived during Jesus' 1,000-year reign on earth, this judgment is a bit different. These people aren't part of the first resurrection, which happens when Jesus returns, but they still trusted in God during their lives. They wait in an in-between state, much like being in God's waiting room, fully aware and trusting in His promises. At the Great White Throne, they're given glorified bodies and eternal rewards. This shows us that God's plan is fair and just, covering everyone across history. Whether someone lived before Jesus came, during his time on earth, or in the millennium, God ensures they're included in his eternal plan. Conclusion. The Bible and early Christian tradition overwhelmingly reject the idea of soul sleep. From the Old Testament depictions of Sheol to Jesus' teachings and the writings of the church fathers, the consistent witness is that the dead are aware, relational, and accountable. This understanding not only aligns with Scripture but also provides hope and purpose for believers today. So, what happens when we die? According to the Bible, we enter into conscious existence, either in the presence of Christ or awaiting final judgment. This truth calls us to live with an eternal perspective, confident in God's promises and committed to His purposes now and forever.